Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Aaron Gordon looking, still looking. He's got Fournier up top. He caught it, wheels left. He'll fire it for the game winner.
It's it is,
and Magic win. Just like that. God bless France.
Vive la France.
Vive la France indeed. In fact, it is Richie Adubato who I believe once said that, hey, you know what? When you win, your clothes fit a little bit better. You feel a little bit better about yourself. And I think the Orlando Magic are feeling much better about their place in the Eastern Conference right now. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. Magic winners, a back-to-back contest. And I will tell you what. I had a lot of jibber-jabber on Twitter with the Twitter universe the other day that said, what does it mean to win back-to-back games, and what does it mean to be the Cleveland Cavaliers team that you trailed by as many as 9 heading into the fourth quarter? Well, I will tell you what. Anytime you play 3 games in 4 nights, and anytime you play the back end of a back-to-back, and you sweep that back-to-back, I don't care who you play in the NBA, and I don't care who it's against. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. You play in the Lone Star State on Sunday night. Then on Monday night, you travel a time zone and you get set for a 7 o'clock tip time against a team that had a day to rest. And you know what? Resolution comes through and you win. And you battle back. And in each of those basketball games, you got punched in the mouth and you found a way to come out victorious. And at the end of the day, the only thing that matters in the NBA is how many wins you have in that left column. Okay, here's what's coming up here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. In segment number 2, we're going to talk about today's basketball game. We'll get you set for a 7 o'clock tip time down at the Amway Center. It'll be the Magic and the Pistons. This is a Pistons team that rides into the AC, losers of each of their last 5 contests. And this is also a Pistons team that at the start of the year, everybody was sitting here and saying, what in the world is going on in Ann Arbor? Who are these Pistons? Who is Blake Griffin? Who are these world beaters? A little bit different of a tale now happening up there in Michigan. Meanwhile, for the Magic, they're at 4-6, 2-4 inside the friendly confines. This is a Magic team that, you know, a week ago was sitting at 2-6 in the Eastern Conference, and you're scratching your head and you're saying, well, what's next? Where do they go from here? Now you're going to win tonight. You're 1 game under sea level. Feel pretty good about where your basketball team is. And that's the amazing thing about life in the NBA. 1 day, 1 week can make an entire difference about the feeling of a basketball team. Well, Magic fans, don't miss out on Classic Nights during the 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital. Each Classic Night will feature unique entertainment, music videos, and more that will instantly immerse you in Magic history as the team suits up in the Classic Edition uniform. Get your tickets to Classic Nights now at OrlandoMagic.com. Well, I will tell you what, here in segment 1, Our job here on this show is to educate as well as entertain, and I'd like to think we have the entertainment aspect down. The education standpoint, well, that is going to be left to one Rod Beard of the Detroit Free Press, and as we welcome him in right now, it is the Magic and Pistons getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time. He covers this Pistons team for the Detroit Free Press. And Rod, first off, welcome to Central Florida. How is it going, and what are your thoughts on what is going on right now in Detroit?
It's going very well. If it's 85 degrees here, I'll take that all day, every day over the weather in Detroit. But no, it's the Pistons are really just trying to find their identity now. A new coach, Dwayne Casey, is trying to bring in a different identity and more offensive principles that are going along with the way the league is going now, with more three-pointers and just being efficient and taking good analytical shots. He's trying to minimize the number of long-range twos and putting more of an emphasis on things in the paint and at the three-point line, and that's going to take some time for that to catch hold with the Pistons.
Okay, let's break this down, because Dwayne Casey, you know, this team is on a 5-game slide right now, and I think most people that when a team kind of goes through a lull like this, they start pressing the panic button. Anybody who knows Dwayne Casey, he is not that type of person. He's been in this league long enough, he's been around teams long enough to know that, you know, sometimes you look for little things that are kind of driving points for your team. He seems pretty confident in the way that this team is playing, even over those last 5 games.
Yeah, and you can point to one specific thing, that the shots simply are not falling. They've shot 32%, I think it is, over the last 5 or 6 games from three-point range, and that's just not normal for a team to have those types of struggles. But they were missing 2 of their better three-point shooters in Reggie Bullock and Luke Kennard, and so they had some younger guys in and some guys who maybe weren't as adept at shooting three-pointers. And now they got Bullock back today, who's going to start. And they moved Glenn Robinson III to the starting lineup. So they're trying to address some of those things, and the shots are falling a little bit better. But again, with a new team, a new system and everything else, and just trying to mesh and get some chemistry with these guys, it's going to take 10, 15, 20 games before they really get into a good groove.
You know, we had Jake Chapman on Monday. He's in Cleveland now. He was in Detroit for the last few years.
Oh, Jake.
He's my predecessor here at the Magic. He's now in Cleveland. And, you know, he said something very interesting about Dwayne Casey, that over the course of the summer, he came in and he gave everybody note cards depending on what their roles were going to be. How much did that pay off, that just veterans knew, rookies knew, everybody knew what their part was in this basketball team early on?
Well, I think it was good in that it set the foundation for how things were going to go. If you remember, the Pistons made the trade for Blake Griffin at the trade deadline last year. And so it took some time to get adjusted to that. But with a new coaching staff coming in, too, now even the adjustments that you had just made, you've got to do some new ones and figure out what your role is going to be with this team. And Casey did that, came in and immediately met with everybody on the team, spent some time with them in the summer, sat down and let them know what the expectations were going to be of them. And then in training camp, it was kind of, hey, you're going to be a three-point shooter. We're going to look for you for defense, or to be a basket cutter, or to be just a guy who rotates and gets around on defense. Everybody understood what their role is, and they haven't deviated from that very much. So I think that's key in trying to put a new group together and to figure out what all those roles are going to be, is everybody's clear on what they're trying to do and what their expectations are.
Right now, talking with Rod Beard of the Detroit Free News. You can follow him on Twitter at DET News, Rod Beard. And you know, Rod, you mentioned it, the trade for Blake Griffin. I think this was the season that everybody was kind of pinpointing to, that, you know, you make the deal at the trade deadline last year, but it wasn't necessarily for a playoff push last year. Well, it might have been just to kind of get that experience. It was more for this year, to let them get settled and to let them kind of know where Blake Griffin fit and kind of the structure of the offense and defensively. But I'll tell you what, with the way Blake Griffin is playing and with the way that he's kind of altered his game, if he's going to play like this every single night, Detroit's going to be a very tough team to deal with, aren't they?
Oh, no, absolutely. And that was one of the misnomers and misunderstandings last year, was that Stan Van Gundy made that trade to try to get to the playoffs and even to try to save his job, as the narrative went. And it wasn't so much that. I think it was a little bit more coming from the owner, Tom Gorris, who said, we need a superstar, we need an identity, and we need somebody that we can build this team around. And Blake Griffin became sort of that face. Andre Drummond has been there the longest. This is his seventh season, but Blake Griffin has that superstar status. He's won a little bit more, and he's done these things. And now you can see that Drummond is sort of moving to the side a little bit and letting Blake expand his footprint and what he does here on the court, and being a leader on this team. He's been a little bit more vocal. He's been doing stuff and taking on that leadership role that we didn't see as much last year, but now it's very evident that he's the guy. Certainly the 50-point game, but now, and even the things they do on the court, in practice, other things, he's stepped to the forefront and been the leader of that.
I was going to say, and when you look at how he's expanded his game, I mean, he's always been able to shoot it a little bit, mostly mid-range and a little bit long-range, but the three-point numbers this year are staggering. I think I looked at it. He's averaging 6 three-point attempts per game, which is his highest total of his career. And granted, it's through just 9 games, so make of it what you want. But how much has him expanding his game to that point really helped this team as well?
Well, he talked about how just being healthy in the offseason, the past 3 or 4 years, he's been hurt and nursing some injuries, he's trying to work his way back, and didn't really get started until maybe August of each year. This year, he was able to start in May and get on the court and not just get back to the level he was, but to work to expand his game and improve on some things. And I think three-point shooting was one area that Dwayne Casey, again, they want the Pistons to shoot probably 40 three-pointers a game. And last year, I think it was somewhere around 29. So in order to get those shots up, you're going to depend on guys to do it. And Blake Griffin is one of those guys who can add that to his repertoire. And we haven't seen that as a whole group, that the team has expanded and gotten to 40 per game. But Blake certainly has done his part in that and being very selective in what those three-pointers are. They're not just hoisting them up there. Everything seems to be within the flow of the offense and what they're trying to do.
Right now, talking with Rod Beard of the Detroit Free News. And I'll tell you what, you know, usually when Detroit comes to town, for the last 5 years that I've been here, it's always been, how in the world do you stop Andre Drummond? Well, now it's kind of amazing to me that Andre Drummond is the second tier of what I have written down to talk about. I mean, this is a guy that dominates rebounding-wise in the NBA. And when you look at what those two guys did the other night in Miami, I think it was, what, 49 points and 39 boards combined. How difficult of a duo have they been for opposing teams, and just how much has Andre enjoyed, kind of being freed up a little bit by what Blake allows him to do.
Oh, no, he absolutely loves it. And they can play off each other, not just on the court, but off the court, too. I mentioned a little bit earlier that Blake has that Hollywood profile of people knowing who he is. And Drummond is trying to get to that point, but he can, again, just play the background a little bit and let Blake kind of handle a lot of that spotlight and a lot of that sunshine. And that puts him into a role that he's a little bit more comfortable. Blake on the court and Drummond on the court, they're meshing a little bit better where Blake can facilitate it. 6'10", he's a point power forward out there on the court, but he can, when the double team comes to him, he can find the right guy, and a lot of times that's Drummond who's around the rim and being in the spots he needs to be in order to get some of those easy shots. He works on the pick and roll very well. I mean, there's a lot of things that Drummond does. And again, that's part of what Casey's trying to do is find that right mix of things. If it's the 1-4 pick and roll, which they showed a little bit of against the Heat, a little bit of 1-5 pick and roll that they've gone a little bit away from in the early part of this year. You haven't seen as much of that with Reggie Jackson and Drummond, but now you're starting to see it a little bit more. Once they mesh and they figure out how much of each of these types of plays they're going to need to run, you're going to see Drummond be even more effective. And that's scary to think with four 2020 games in their first 9 games of how effective he can be when a lot of that attention moves over to Blake Griffin.
I'll tell you what, it was all about Blake Griffin in L.A. It's a lot of fun to watch him in Detroit now. But if you're Dwayne Casey, you can't run everything through those two guys. They can't control the entire situation, and neither can Reggie Jackson. How much is kind of that second unit a little bit of a concern for the Pistons right now?
Oh, it's a big concern, and that was part of the reason that they fell behind by so much against the Heat the other night is that they just couldn't get a shot to fall. Langston Galloway had 21 points, but that was the only one who could shoot a ball into the ocean that particular night. So they're doing some shifting around. Reggie Bullock is back, is going to put Bruce Brown back on the second group. Stanley Johnson was a starter for the first 8 games, and now he's going to go back to that second group also. So it's just shifting and trying to find the right chemistry with all of those guys and where they fit within the framework of what they're trying to do. And again, it might take another 10 games before they settle into any type of consistency with it, but that's what this first part of the season, the first quarter of the season is about, is settling guys into the roles that they talked about with those role cards. And now, whether it's the first group or the second group, how do they mesh together?
I'll tell you what, I still couldn't throw a basketball into the ocean if you asked me to. Couldn't shoot it. Wouldn't even be close. Okay, I'm going to close on this because I thought this was really interesting. You know, this team sends Henry Ellison down to the G League the other day, and I started thinking about what kind of the last 3 number one picks, or it might be within the last 4. I can't remember the exact year that Stanley Johnson was taken. But you look at Stanley Johnson, Luke Kennard, and Henry Ellison. How much of a concern is it for Detroit that you look at those 3 number one picks, and all 3 of them haven't necessarily gotten into a rhythm at the NBA level and haven't really found their footing yet?
Well, I think certainly in Stanley Johnson's case, it's a concern now because this is his 4th season, and you're wondering, is he somebody who's going to stay on this roster long term? He can be a restricted free agent after the end of the summer. So is he in that long term plan? Luke Kennard, I think, is firmly there. He's got a shoulder injury right now, and he'll be back in maybe 2 weeks or so. And Henry Ellenson is another guy that they had his 4th year option, and they declined that because I think they want to save money cap wise and try to get this thing right in terms of the financial outlook and where they can go. Certainly that Blake Griffin trade put the Pistons in a purgatory where they can't make a lot of trades and do a lot of different things. And so now they're just looking forward to, hey, what can we do with the guys that we have? But I think certainly in the case of Stanley and Henry, there are some questions about long-term, whether they're going to remain with the team. And in Luke's case, yeah, I think he's one of those building blocks that they're going to try to continue with in the long-term future.
Hey, Rod, and this is the last question I have for you before I let you go. The center position tonight is something that it seems like time and time again we've talked about between these two teams. Nick Vucevic, Andre Drummond, what are your thoughts on how that plays out tonight?
Well, in my memory, I think Drummond usually eats pretty well when he's playing against Nick.
And I think Andre Drummond eats pretty well whenever he's playing anybody.
Yeah, well, except for Embiid. Embiid, it might be the kryptonite that's there. But, yeah, normally he does pretty well. But I think that it's something to watch because they're on this 5-game skid, and I think they really want to get out of this hole and feel like they can finish this road trip off on a positive note and start stacking some of those wins because they played all Eastern Conference teams in these first 9 games, and I think it goes to 14 games. First 14 games of the year, they play all Eastern Conference teams, and that's weird. That's a weird little piece to their schedule.
I was going to say, you look at those 5 losses, and they came against 3 probable playoff teams, twice the Celtics, the Sixers, as well as the Heat. So it's been a tough run for you guys. Hey, Rod, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today.
Hey, anytime. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Rod Beard of the Detroit Free News. Does a great job. Go follow him on Twitter. Just search his name. He'll come right up. Hey, when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we take your calls, we take your texts. What are your thoughts on this Magic team? Back-to-back wins, feeling good here in the city. Beautiful. Just a reminder, choose any 7 games with an Orlando Magic Flex plan. Choose the best seats to the biggest games and save big off-gate prices. See top opponents all year long, like the Golden State Warriors or LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. That game, November 17th. Buy your tickets now. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase a Flex plan today. We're back on the other side.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Size, athleticism, and physicality. So I think those are the components. It's not just big guys, but they're big, they're strong, they're quick, they're fast, and they're physical.
They might be one of the most imposing duos in the NBA right now. Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, the two big guys for the Detroit Pistons. That's who the Magic have to try and handle tonight. It's going to be a fun one down at the AC. If you do not have tickets to tonight's game, there are still seats available. What I suggest you do on a Wednesday night, what else are you going to do on a Wednesday night besides sit at home and watch Netflix? You're going to go down to the Amway Center and you're going to watch this Magic team attempt to try and run off their third straight win. Should be a lot of fun. Call in number if you want to participate in our show, if you want to give your take on what you saw from this Magic team the other night, or if you just want to talk for a little bit, you know, join Cody and I here on the air. It is 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. The text line is 50857. That's 50857. What are your thoughts on this Magic team? Is this two-game run something to be proud of? Is it something to be leery of? Are you excited, or do you maybe see warning signs? I opened the show with this, that a lot of people over the course of the last couple of days, and this happens a lot at the office, there's always water cooler talk, right? Like everybody wants to sit and dissect what happened with the team because we work in sports. It's fun. Why wouldn't you? It's what we do for a living. It's why we get a paycheck every 2 weeks. But they wanted to know was, you know, you get up big against the Spurs, you get up big against the Cavs, and you kind of waste it away, right? You go into the fourth quarter trailing the Cavs by 9, you have a 20-point lead against the Spurs, and they get it down to as little, I think it was 6 at one point. Well, at the end of the day, you got to look at the stretch that this team is playing. They open the calendar month playing, what was it, 8 games over the course of 13 nights? That's a lot for an NBA basketball team to go through. And when you look at what the back end was the other night, it was the end of 3 games over the course of 4 nights. It was a back-to-back in which you started in the Lone Star State, traveled, and went forward in time to play your next day against a well-rested Cavs team. I don't care what anybody says. You know, it shows more that you fought back in each of those basketball games and you held on than what the woulda, coulda, shouldas would have been. At the end of the day, you got to win in the NBA, and that's incredibly tough to do. Okay, tonight it is the Magic. It is the Pistons. It is down at the Amway Center. It's a 7 o'clock tip time, and because we have 2.5 minutes left in the show, let's check the lineups.
It's game night. Now let's break down tonight's Magic matchup.
Well, it is a battle of two first-year skippers and Magic head coach Steve Clifford, who brings his 4-6 Orlando Magic team 2-4 inside the friendly confines, opposite of Dwayne Casey and his Detroit Pistons, who ride in at 4-5, 1-3 out on the NBA road. This is a Pistons team that we touched on it in the first segment, believe it or not, has lost their last 5 basketball games. But you want to know the kind of wrinkle in that? They've lost their last 5 basketball games by a total of 19 points. And when you look at the opponents that they played in each of those games, 4 of those contests came against teams that will probably end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. So it's not like they're playing the bottom tier of the league. Okay, we're going to highlight a couple of position battles for you tonight. Most notably, the point guard position, DJ Augustine opposite of Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson, quick, long. He's a good point guard, 6'3", 208 pounds. He's averaging 16 points per game and is excellent at attacking the paint with his dribble. Went for 25, 4, and 6 in their most recent loss to Miami. He'll go opposite of DJ Augustine, who had some really interesting comments during shoot around today. You know, Richie Adubato has a saying that when you win, you look good, you feel good, your clothes fit a little bit better. That is what DJ Augustine said during today's shoot around. And the other position that we're going to highlight, no surprise here, it is the center position. It is the position that we have talked about with these two teams for, I think, the last 4 years when I've been here. It's one Nick Vucevic opposite of Andre Drummond. You heard Rod Beard talk about it. Andre Drummond has typically ate well against the Orlando Magic. But you know what? Flip side of that coin, so is Nick Vucevic. And he's been doing it all season long. So if you have two positions you want to highlight, right there. Point guard, center, and also that power forward spot is going to be interesting with Blake Griffin and Aaron Gordon going head-to-head. A lot of people say Aaron Gordon, best defensive player on this Magic team. So we'll have to wait and see. It is a 7 o'clock tip time down at the AC tonight. Get down there, support this Magic team. They try and run off their third straight win. It'd be the first time since early February of last year. Just a reminder, Magic fans, enjoy a year-long celebration when you purchase a full-season plan for our 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital. See every Magic home game for as low as $499. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your full-season plan today. We're out. We're back at it tomorrow. Dante is back in his seat. We'll see you later, guys.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.